says, you have stood for me, and I'm standing for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whatever you do shall prosper. Wherever you go, you'll possess the land. You are my children, and I have great jealousy for my kids. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Walk in love, walk in faith. You're my children. You've stood for me. In the hard times, you've stood for me, and you have spoken for me, and I have not forgotten, saith the Lord. And the Lord says this, and as you stand before me tonight, expect, I think I went out, expect great blessings, peace, and no fear. No dread. Healing in every way, in every area of your life is available to you. I'm going to bless you, saith the Lord. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to be close to you. Ooh. The Lord says, you've been faithful to me. I'm certainly faithful to you. I'm for you. You're my children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says this. As you face difficult days, uncertain days as the world evolves, as time unfolds, my return and the fulfillment of the word of God, he said, fear not. I've overcome the world. You're hidden in my heart, as Psalm 91 says. If you're hidden in me, thank you, Lord. The Lord says, they can't handle a resurrected person. And you're in me. So you're safe. So, Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for gracing us tonight with your presence and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, a word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Lord, an encouraging word. What a word for people who are desperate out there in this world right now tonight. And Lord, we pray for them. We pray for this world, Lord God. This darkness and these spirit of Antichrist has such a grip. Lord God, deliver and cause hearts to be hungry for you and turn towards you. And Lord, as they cry out to you, thank you, Lord, you'll be there to take them, save them, and bless them. Protect them, Lord God, for those tonight, especially for those that are defenseless, homeless, broke, discouraged, diseased, and the children. And the children. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we have children in our own church that are going through difficult times. I lift up Zoe and Chloe and Haley to you and Grandmother Pam, and Lord God, we pray that you take care of them. Protect them, Lord, against anything. No evil shall come against them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for Jackie. She's in Rankin County now. We pray, Lord God, that you do a great work in her life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, our praise team and everybody of our church, we pray tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you're the Lord of all. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Not anything you can't do. You're stronger, bigger than any problem we'll ever have. And Lord God, we thank you that you've already defeated hell, death, and the grave. And you're just coming back to get us. So we give you praise for this. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
I said it like this. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That was good, wasn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. As far as I know, we don't have any announcements except Friday night at 6:30. We'll have the ladies' meeting and the men's meeting. And we have a speaker for the men. It'll be from out of town, even out of county. It'll be here. So,
You know, if he needs somewhere to stay, you can stay with my house.
I'll stay at your house.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Don't tell your husband, but anyway.
You are my husband.
I will, I know.
Rejoice.
We have a license, marriage license on the wall of Brady's house. It's gotten a little yellow over the years. The ink's about to fade away. We took it off the wall. Anyway, God is good, and we're going to have a good time Friday night. So we'll have some good food and good time, and God is good. So be praying about it, that God's going to do some special things. Amen? All right. Is there anything we do need to announce that I don't know about? Okay. Let's see here. Prayer request sheets are going around. Who's got some good news? Lynn. Amen. Derek got him backed up, huh? Were you in that Dodge Ram? Old Whitey. Well, she would have been old, tore up if she'd hit old Whitey. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Who else got some good news? Julie.
I got a bonus today for working so hard.
A bonus? Yeah. Are you like some other ladies? What's mine's mine, what's yours is mine too. Virgil's getting all happy up there, but now, you know. Who else got some good news? We're glad Cooper and his lady friend is here tonight. And 26, so 12 days. Amen. We don't want to talk about that. We all be crying. Who else got good news? Diane's got good news.
10 days to getting married.
You got what now?
10 days.
10 days to Anthony's getting married.
Bless him. Her.
Bless her. There you go.
No. Bless them both.
They're both blessed. Anthony and Alicia. And they'll be getting married here on the 24th. 3 o'clock. So, hallelujah. Praise God.
Listen, does the time change? Do we spring forward?
Spring forward.
We do.
In March.
March?
Yeah.
Second Sunday in March.
Okay. Donna said that. I didn't know.
Well.
He wasn't real sure.
I wasn't sure at all this fall. I thought it was going to be over. Maybe it will this time. Okay, anybody else got some good news?
My mother-in-law went to a reunion and she's not coming back.
She liked it.
I'm sure.
As you know, Dina's mother-in-law went to heaven and she just went.
Just went.
What a way to go.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Continue to pray for the family, and we do that. So, anyone else? Whoa. God's good. Come on, Cindy.
Well, I'll bring the text. Sorry. Little Ronnie had had found. And they took him to the hospital on Friday with some things that they thought he might have had a stroke. We found out no stroke. They couldn't find anything like that or where he had had one or any previous thing that, you know, whatever. We still got some other things that they're looking at as far as his heart, but he didn't come home Sunday night. But they lifted him up.
Yes. Right. Little Ronnie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little Ronnie Fowler. Put his name on there. I'm sure y'all got it, whatever. But we love little Ronnie and Jeannie.
Yes.
And Caleb. Is Caleb his son's name?
Yes.
Yeah, Caleb.
And they lifted him up also when the ice storm was here. He was asked to get some ice off of a camera so they could get the slide in back in. And somehow he failed, broke his leg and his ankle. So.
Yeah, praise God. We do bind that. The devil, we're going to stand all the way to the end, right? And the devil's going to desist. Amen. Okay. One more time. Okay, that's it. All right. We have some praise music up there, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pause to listen and to praise you and to worship you, Lord, we focus on nothing else but you. You are worthy to be praised. For you are the Lamb that was slain for all of us. Without you, Lord Jesus, we would be hopeless. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
Sparrow's not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take care of me, and you know what I need before I even ask a thing. Yeah, you hold me in your hands with the kindness that never ends, carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Are you taking care of me? And the sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. A heart that's planted in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? Come on. 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. Before I even ask a thing, yeah, you hold me in your hands with the kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Yeah, you take good care of me.
Wow. As Mr. Pete would say, you cut that off like baloney. He really did say that. It was really funny, too, when he said it. Funny it was when I said it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I got plenty of notes. I want to read this two scriptures here. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper." We've had a lot of great words up for 43 years plus. They're all coming to pass. If they haven't already come, they're coming.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
We trust that they cause us to prosper. And when Tracy was here, we had a tremendous word about breakthrough and just an outpouring. And as we think about that outpouring, it's hard for me to describe this, but I just see in the days ahead, there's a pressure of heaven pushing on earth. It's filled with angels and the things of God and the Spirit of God. Because, there's coming a harvest.
Yes.
Jesus said it would.
Yes.
Have you found, who's got that former and latter rain? Judy, you still got that? Would you read, do it in Joel? The former and the latter rain. Y'all ever heard that before?
Yes.
And the former and the latter rain is the Old Testament. It's Joel. It's Hosea and Jeremiah. It's in there three times. So evidently God wants to get this message across. The former and the latter rain. If you put the former rain and the latter rain together, what do you got? You got a flood of God's Holy Spirit. And that's what they're talking about in the future. You got that, Julie?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me get you a microphone. You can read, can't you? Yes, you can.
Even today. Joel 2:23. "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former or early rain in just measure and in righteousness, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before." That was the Amplified.
Amen. Great job. He said, "What, be of good cheer," or something like that. What did he say, my children?
He said, "Be glad then."
Be glad.
You children of Zion.
Everybody smile. Let's be glad.
Yeah.
God's on the scene. God's about to show up. I can hear the siren coming now. Glory to God. He's close, y'all. He's close. But yet he's with us all the time, right in here. Amen. But he's coming back with the former and the latter rain. I'm telling you, it's not going to be room for anything else. Jesus has got this. He's got this, right? I said out loud, Jesus has got this.
Jesus got this.
Okay, now, I have one more. I'm going to ask you to repeat this after me. And say it loud enough so you can hear yourself. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1 John 4:2.
Every spirit
that confesses
that
Jesus Christ
is come in the flesh
is of God.
Is of God.
Now the next verse said, if you can't say that with confidence, it's the Antichrist. It's not real God. Look, y'all, we're going to have to know and discern some things more than ever. Just because somebody's up here preaching or talking to you, if they can't say that Jesus has come in the flesh, they're not of God. They are not of God. But now if we can say, I believe with all my heart that he's come in the flesh. Amen? We all can. Well, we have the Spirit of God. So, that's just a little way to test some things, because you may hear, there's no doubt about it, we'll hear some things that's going to be really strange, and people saying things, and so we're going to know what to say, what to believe, right? Right, okay. Here we go. Let's see where we want to go. Let's go to John chapter 13. I think it's verse 34. Where he says, "A new commandment I give thee." It may not be. There we go. Jesus is speaking. Are we listening? Are we listening? That's a question. Are we listening? Don't do like this. Say, yeah!
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. Thank you for the two on the front up here. Give me some little help. A new commandment I give unto you. Why do we need a new one? We got 10 carved on stone, plus about 1,000 more to go with it. And we can't keep those. But now Jesus comes along and said, I'm going to give you another one. Just what I needed, Jesus, another commandment that I cannot keep. But the reason this one is new, because Pentecost is about to come. Old things going to fade away. All things become new. You are about, he didn't go and say this because they wouldn't have understood it. But he did tell them, in 3 days I'll be coming back. Somewhere along the way. He told them, 3 days I'll be in the belly of the earth, but I'm coming back. And I'm sure they still didn't know what he's talking about. But guess what? He came back. And then on the day of Pentecost, how many days later? About 50 days to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was poured out on all flesh. And those 12, 120, however how many is in that upper room, were sitting, waiting on God. There's something about waiting on the Lord. There's a time coming. They waited up there 10 days. Do you think we all could get along in one room for 10 days? Probably not. But they did. They waited up for 10 days because he told them to. Go tarry ye in Jerusalem for 10 days. I will come on the 50th day on Pentecost. The Holy Spirit will come. What happened? Suddenly, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And there was a flame, like two flames. Not like a big lighter, but two flames. Cloven, two. That sat on everybody. The Spirit of God's a fire, y'all. He's power, he's God, and he's fire. He sat on all of them. And that same Spirit is set on all of you. Sometime along the way. And thank God for the day of Pentecost and what God had prophesied, and Jesus gave us a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. And the next part says, read this through 35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. That's some really strong stuff in 34 and 35. And we're going to clear it up just a little bit. But anyway, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God was poured out. And these 120, about 120, were all, it would say all, there's significance to that, all were baptized in the Holy Spirit and they spoke in other tongues. Then they made the great idea. They decided to go outside. And they're still talking in tongues. And they're having a convention in Jerusalem, a bunch of Jews from all around the world. And they're out there on the sidewalk, Dina, drunk, just like you get sometimes, you know, like walking like this and trying to go over there, you know. Hallelujah. I never experienced that. I'm just imitating. Shh, quiet. You be quiet too. Huh? Oh yeah, Holy Ghost. Anyway, so they go outside. And Peter stands up and begins to preach. Now, just to a couple of weeks ago, he's hiding. The night that Jesus was betrayed and captured. Well, they really didn't catch him. He just surrendered. He denied him 3 times. But on this day, in front of the Jews and everybody, he stands up and begins to preach. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days. Everybody say last days. Now, if Peter is in the last days on the day of Pentecost, Lynn, you and I are in the last days for sure. Because we are 2,000 years past that. Jesus is pressing against the door. He's pressing against the door. And he's about to be here. Just like on the day of Pentecost. I bet they're sitting there for 10 days. And they were saying, what's going to happen? I don't know if he'll come or not. You think he said that? They probably did. They're human like everybody else. They didn't even have the Holy Ghost. They probably were saying something like that. What's going to happen? Well, all I know is that, you know, Jesus told us in Luke that tarry ye there so that the promise of the Father would come on you and you'd be endued with power. What kind of power? Holy Ghost power. They didn't know. I wouldn't have known either. I wouldn't have known that either, Diana, unless I received it myself one night. And then, glory to God, everything changes. And God can take a shy person or person not, but just two or three weeks removed from denying Christ to his face three times. And Jesus was resurrected after that 3 days later. And he told everybody, he sent Mary back when she came to the tomb. And he met her in the garden. He said, go back and tell the guys that I'm risen. And meet me at Galilee. Oh, tell Peter to come too.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, I find a lot of confidence in that because I feel like him sometimes. I've made the mistakes. We've all made the mistakes. But God has not forgotten you. And he said, tell Peter to come too. And they're having a fish fry and Jesus is doing the cooking. He didn't have a net, though. He had the fish already. How did he get those fish? He stopped by the grocery store. I know what he did. He stopped by the grocery store and got some fish for those 12 guys. He had the fire going. And this is the most bizarre thing of all time. Peter looks up and says, hey, who is that? That looks like my Lord, Jesus. So the Bible says, Peter put his clothes on and jumped in the water. That was always strange to me. I usually take mine off to swim, but he puts his on. That's probably a good reason. We won't talk about it tonight. But anyway, but Peter stands on the day of Pentecost and preaches. The power of the Spirit of God is upon him, and all the other 120, they're just walking around drunk as Cooter Brown. Well, I don't believe in that stuff, Diane. Speaking in that tongue, what do you think? Well, I can't understand a word to stand. Well, I can because he's talking in my country's language. How do you do that? It's God. God's speaking, Lynn. He spoke that day. He's speaking tonight.
Yeah.
And he's speaking to my heart and to yours. The reason Jesus said, I'm giving you a new commandment is because I did away with the others. Now, don't go out breaking all 10 commandments tomorrow. But what I'm saying is this. We're not following that law. The new commandment is this. That you love one another. Why would he put it all down to one? Because up until then, he had to have all those others just to keep people halfway straight. And they couldn't do it. But now he's come down to one commandment. Why? Because on the day of Pentecost, they went from living in the kingdom of earth to living in the kingdom of God.
Right.
And the kingdom of God has one law, love. Do what I did. Love one another. You won't have to wear a sign that says, hey, you're an apostle. You don't have to have a Christian t-shirt on, which I like them. But anyway, he said, boy, the way you treat one another and the way you love one another will speak to the whole world that you are my disciples. Amen? So if you go to a church or you go to another whatever and there's no love there, you might want to stand up and say or ask the question, hey, do y'all believe that Jesus came in the flesh to the earth? You might not get a big reply of yes, And maybe some there says, no, I don't believe it. Well, you got Christian written on your building. You say you're a Christian. Well, you have an Antichrist spirit, not the spirit of the Christ, the kingdom of God. I like that. Did y'all like that at all?
Yes.
A new commandment, because now we could obey it. Before, we didn't have a clue.
That's right.
You couldn't even, you know, couldn't keep the 10. If you break one, you've broken them all. Oh, man, I'm scorched. But this one is a commandment of love. And we can do that now because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by having 25 consecutive perfect attendance to Sunday school. Is that right? No. It's right because the love of God is in you now. Spread abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. All I have to do now is yield to it. He's in there. Amen. So, as we walk in love, we're walking with fulfilling the commandment of the kingdom of God. And all the other commandments will flow right in underneath that. Because if you love one another and love God, if you're living in love, all the other commandments are, you're not going to be stealing. You're not going to rob a bank. You're not going to steal somebody's motorcycle. I wonder where that came from. I don't want a motorcycle. Hallelujah. I can't ride a bicycle anymore, Cooper. I don't need a motorcycle. Huh? Cheese. Oh, yeah. Ann just reminded me, I went to the grocery store down here and bought some Velveeta cheese. 2-pound box. They had it on great sale. $6.98. So I bought 2 boxes. And I got home with it. And Ann gave me the money for it. So if I'd put it in my credit card, I never would have noticed it. But Ann gave me the money. So I brought the change back, and she counted out the change, Diane. And we had more change than we should have. I looked at the ticket, and she only charged me for 1 Velveeta cheese. So I said, woohoo, I'm blessed.
No, you didn't.
You don't need to do that. He said, woohoo, I need to go pay for this. So I went back the next day and paid for it. And the lady said, thank you for being honest. And you don't want to go to hell over a Velveeta cheese. I promise you that.
$6.98.
Hallelujah. But Ann set me up because she counted the change. I would have never known it. But I would have been ignorant because I would not have checked it all out. But anyway. The love of God. We talked about this a little bit Sunday night. There is 3D, and Diane was our model for 3D. She sees, she hears, she tastes, she feels. Is that all of them?
Eyes,
ears, she hears, she smells. She don't smell, I mean, she's able to smell. Woo! Let me get over here. She's going to throw something at me, Freddie. Come over here to this side. Glory to God. But those 5 senses, and then what, you know, our mind, our brains, and what we grow up to, and what we, you know, your grass grows and you got to cut it. And we know all that stuff, and we'll always have that till Jesus comes back, because the curse that was on the land is still on the land. There's still cuckabers out there. There's still thorns and thistles and bodock thorns. How many can attest to that? They're out there. Now, when Jesus comes back and the earth gets right, then there's not going to be more of them. No more thorns. Even the roses won't have a thorn on them. Hallelujah. I should have had yours dethorned. You right? Anyway, a new commandment. We are in this world. We've been around this mulberry bush more than once. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Is that right? Well, what world are you of? Kingdom of God. Well, let's think about the kingdom of God. What's so special about the kingdom of God? Well, number one, the kingdom of God is where God is king. And if he's king, and I'm his child, I have an inheritance. Yeah. And in the kingdom of heaven, God is God. He's a spirit. The spirit world made the physical world. You and I are here temporarily. This is really not our home. But we're here to tell all other human beings that, hey, Jesus is Lord. He is the only way to the Father. If you want to go to heaven, you got to obey. You got to learn. You got to ask Jesus to your heart and be born again. Who's going to tell them if we don't? There's nobody. Because the whole world's like that. You and I were like that at one time. But that one day or that one night when you walked that aisle or whatever, you could have been out on the tractor. It don't matter. They said, Lord, I need you. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I give you my life. I want you to be my Savior. I need saving, God. Yeah. And he knows when you're being honest or not. Because this old boy is living proof of that. He knows when you mean business or not. I wanted to go to heaven and do what I wanted to do. That's what you call straddling the fence. Like, you know what happens when you straddle a fence? You rip your bridges every time. Especially if you got a little barbed wire going there, Freddie. Freddie put that fence in. He got five rungs. He go over. You're definitely going to rip something. Glory to God. I hope it's just your britches. But anyway, hallelujah. Yeah. We can and do technically, spiritually, accurately, truthfully, you and I, our home is in the kingdom of God. I can't see it. I can feel it a little bit. I know when it's moving. You know, you can't see the Spirit, but you can see the leaves move. Yeah. And what Jesus said? Yeah. I can't see the Spirit, but when they get healed, when we pray, I see a lot of leaves moving. Amen. So, Jesus said, we ain't got time. Make time, okay. Let's take up offering. See if y'all mean business or not. In Matthew, I'm sure all of you, how many of you were here Sunday morning? Most of you. I said when we left, I said, read Matthew chapter 6. How many of you did that? Jeanette, my God. Hallelujah. We got one in here, listen. I gave you 10. I'm going to give her a 10. You obeyed. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's better than $10.
Thank you.
Now get up and tell us what you read. Read Matthew 6. It starts out. We specialize. We talk about a lot. You know, you can't serve two masters. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things that we try to work for and sweat and brow and all this stuff to get, to obtain. God says, I will freely give them to you. If you'll put me first, consistently, trust me with all your heart. Amen? Love one another. That chapter starts out, they're talking to Jesus. And said, Jesus, how do we pray? Teach us to pray. Don't you think that's a good question?
Yeah.
You're talking to the Creator of all things. Teach us how to pray. He taught them all kinds of things. Well, is prayer necessary? The answer is yes. Prayer is a very special place to be, and you can get, heaven will come to you there, and you can go to heaven, and God just speaks to your heart. But anyway, Jesus teaches how to pray. He says, boys, y'all are not ready for that yet. And they probably weren't, but he says, okay, say this. Y'all want to sit together?
Yeah.
Our. Just stop right there. Jesus included himself. Our Father. Now, whoa. This bunch has been raised Old Testament. They say Jehovah. El Shaddai. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Sid Canoe. Did you know Sid had a canoe? I didn't know Sid had a canoe. You'll get that later, Dina. But when the Grand Ole Opry comes on Tuesday, you'll get it. And that's how they were raised. But to have Jesus to say, Father, a whole new world just changed. It wasn't about doing the laws. It was about having a relationship with your Father. And that separates religion and being saved and serving God. Amen. We all tried the commandment part, and some man told us, you know, do this, do that, and you can't wear whatever. Anyway, but Jesus said, our Father. I don't know how that hits y'all, but it hits me pretty good. Which art
in heaven.
Where?
In heaven.
So the Father's in heaven. We got that established because Jesus said so. Okay? Our Father, which art in heaven. That's almost like me saying ABCs. I have to sing them. I can't say them. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed or holy. There you go. Thank you, sir. Hallowed be thy name. His name, I thought it was El Shaddai. Well, it still is, but he's the Father as well. Verse 10, please. We'll go quickly. Thy kingdom come. Jesus said for the kingdom to come to earth. So not only do we want to come up to him now as we get on this side of the cross in our own lives, but Jesus said, I'll come down to you. And he did. And then he left. But guess what? On Pentecost, there we are again. He came back in his spirit. There's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Three in one. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit is God, just like Jesus is and just like the Father is. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In earth. Oh, man. Man, I'm going to tell you what, the earth's beginning to shake. I'm in this prayer group now with Jesus. He's telling me how to pray, Rose, and I'm just hearing this for the first time. And Father, holy, in heaven, your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, we got the Pharisees over here touching us a bunch of this stuff in the Old Testament. We got you know, that, what do you call them? Anyway, Jesus says full of dead men's bones anyway. Let me go in there. And now the Father, the one we're praying to, is coming down here. Yes, that's what you're supposed to pray for. 11, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Boy, this is heavy stuff, y'all. I mean, put yourself in their place. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. And the glory forever. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. What a prayer. Wow. Well, why do we have a new commandment? It's the commandment of love. We couldn't keep it until after Pentecost. We get born again. The Spirit of God comes in. And we walk in the love. And we realize this kingdom that we're trying to attain, which comes coming Jesus and the Holy Spirit is in us. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. But it operates on a different level, and we ain't got time to go in there. But let me tell you, it's a level that's miraculous, miracle working. Speak to the mountain, be thou removed. Love is the law. Faith is the currency. You can buy anything you want with faith. And you can do that down here. Heaven is full. Amen. Let's all stand up. I'm just, wow, Holy Spirit. You are so wonderful. Don't forget those prayer requests. Oh, here's my little list right here. It's not so little. Don't forget Friday night, 6:30. Judy's making strawberry cake for everybody. I repent. Not supposed to. Is that faith, foolishness, or presumption? Okay. Let's come up here. We'll pray, everybody. Come on down, Cooper, man. Jeanette, I'm telling you, I am so impressed. She did her homework. Give her a hand clap. She did her homework. Yes, we need to.
I wrote it in my notes to do it, and I might.
Debbie, you're just honored to ride this one.
I might buy her an ice cream cone.
She says she's going to buy you an ice cream cone to go home. Okay. We need to pray quickly.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together tonight. And we thank you, Lord, the Holy Spirit so helped us, showed us things, made things real. And Lord, oh God, it's just like, oh, we just love you so much. We lay our hands on this list of names of people, loved ones, Lord, that are going through things, whatever it might be.
Yes.
You're the healer.
Yes, sure.
And Jesus, we ask that you heal these people tonight in your name.
Yes.
I got your card, Lord. It says your name on it.
Yes.
So we pray in your name, and it gets done. It's paid for. Paid for in full. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
And God bless Cooper, man. Love him.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you all. Y'all are the best.